This is John Batchelor, conversation with Jonathan Shanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, answering the question, when does Hezbollah attack? They've been peppering the north of Israel, making it unlivable with their anti-tank missiles, their rockets, their mortars, and their drones. They have not attacked, however. They have not launched their legions. They have not in any fashion challenged the IDF in its trenches and its deployments along the northern frontier. When will they? Jonathan Shanzer has a very specific account. He points to Iran. He points to the conflict between Jerusalem and Tehran. He points to nuclear weapons. Jonathan Shanzer, when will Hezbollah attack? Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. More of this tonight. Thank you.
Well, this is Iran's most powerful weapon, Hezbollah is. They have, we've talked about this before on your show, 200,000 rockets, untold numbers of cheaper drones, precision-guided munitions, an army that has fought alongside Russia and Iran, and a military that is equal in power to that of a European military by Israeli estimations. This is a very powerful force that Israel would be forced to reckon with. And there are a lot of people out there that would say that Hezbollah would only be activated if and when Iran is willing to go nuclear. And if that a moment arrives, that's when the Israelis would start striking Iran and that Hezbollah would then be activated to neutralize Israel in some shape or form. If Israel begins to attack and they go on the offensive, then it really becomes a question from Iran's perspective. Do they stand down or do they decide that this is the moment where they unleash their most powerful proxy with the hope or intent of doing serious damage to Israel?